Well,
good
hello,
evening, everybody.
Welcome, everybody, to the Purium Health Products Meet the Owners conference call. My name is Amy, and I'm one of the owners and founders here at Purium, calling in from the corporate offices here in Long Beach. And I am happy to say that we have the other owner and founder, author of the Green Foods Bible and Wealth of Information, David Sandoval, on the line with us. So, hi, Dave. How are you doing tonight?
I am doing good. I'm doing great. And it is really an amazing and exciting time to be part of Purium. We are a company that believes in continuous self-improvement. And, you know, we're always trying to be leaders in the field. And I think that having owners that are as involved as Amy and I are is, for some people, unusual. It's like I watch professional sports, Amy, right? And the owners are supposed to turn over the team to a general manager and a coach and basically sit back and you know, and enjoy owning the company but not running the company or being involved in the day-to-day decision-making. And you and I are really a hands-on, fully engaged and driven, you know, this is what we do. And so when you are talking about Purium, you're talking about Amy Venner. When you're talking about Purium, you're talking about Dave Sandoval. And I never talk about myself in the third person, but you know what I mean. You're talking about us. And and so that is one of the reasons we like to have the Meet the Owners calls. And so Amy is amazing, both in product knowledge as well as, you know, as a leader within the company. And so, you know, she's going to lead us through tonight's call. I'm an educator and sort of a formulator, and that's the part that I like to do best. And so the roles having been defined, Amy, I'm going to turn that call right back over to you, and let's have some fun tonight.
Well, don't sell yourself short, Dave. It's your passion. It's your vision that keeps propelling us forward. And, you know, I do have to say you may have been a little before your time because you were beating this drum 25 years ago and not a lot of people were moving to your rhythm. But it is almost overwhelming, actually, to hear the number of beeps on the call and just to say, wow, this cadence that we've just been marching to for literally 20-something years, people are they're getting it. They're resonating with that beat, and they are marching right with us. And that is just truly amazing, and it really gives me chills that we are making the kind of impact that we're making. And honestly, we're just scratching the surface. And so
just
I want to bring
started,
up
really.
Just getting started.
And could I just give a walk down memory lane for a second, Amy?
Sure.
You remember pre-Y2K days, right?
Of course.
And really, like you said, we were, you know, like sort of before our time. But the one thing that we always said is, you know, people are going to say, because we were warning people about the problem with food way back then. We're going, you don't understand. There's a big, big problem. And, you know, and we've got to wake up now. And so what I used to say is, you know, the people, some people will call me Chicken Little, but I think I'm Paul Revere. And only time will tell. Well, it's 20 years later, Amy. You know what I mean? It's 20 years later, and now we know the truth about hydrogenated oils and artificial colorings and all of that stuff. And there's a new sort of dark cloud on the horizon we're going to talk about tonight, but didn't mean to interrupt you, but just wanted to give you, you know, that memory, you know, way back then when we were saying time is going to tell. Well, time has told. And that's why that offbeat beat that was so offbeat back then, I meant to say, that beat that was so offbeat back then now resonates with people. And I'm so happy to see so many people that it has resonated with who are ready to join hands, who are ready to walk hip to hip, shoulder to shoulder, and in lockstep as we move forward to make this world and this planet and our lives and the lives of others better.
Absolutely. And so we started this, what we're going to talk about tonight, in a well, we started it 20 years ago, but we really started talking about it in a big way with our Million Mom movement. Now, that's been out for, I'd say, almost a year now. We've been talking about it formally and informally for quite a while that, like, let's take this pledge as a family. Let's say you're the mom and you make the grocery buying decisions in your household. Let's pledge to reject GMOs. And when you go to the grocery store, don't buy these things that now we are aware that it can compromise our family's health and well-being. So we started this million...
Potentially. Yeah.
So we know that eating lower on the food chain is better. We know that 100 years ago that we didn't have the rates of diseases that we have today. And so maybe there's not an exact proven scientific link, but there is a link that says when you eat a more natural diet, when you give your body the right things that your body, that God and Mother Nature put together in an amazing matrix called real food, that your body can do amazing things, including healing itself and keeping itself strong to fight off disease. And so that's what we really started talking about with this Million Mom movement, and to go out and to reject things that have chemicals in them, that words with so many syllables you can't pronounce them, and to reject things that have GMOs and things that we just don't know how are going to affect us. And what we do know is real food works, and it's been working for hundreds of years. And so why do we need to stray away from it? So we started that Million Mom movement. We pledged to all of our customers and to ourselves that Purium is a company that takes a stand that says no GMO products are, no GMO ingredients are in any of our products. And so we are a company that stands for integrity. I'm looking, if anybody out there on the call has been on one of our factory tours, my office is upstairs and I look out across at this huge 20 by 40 foot banner that's our company core values, and integrity is right up there at the top. We have six values and integrity is one of them. And so it is so important to Dave and I that we align our products, we align our formulations. Everything that we do is about integrity and making sure that these promises that we make, they're always kept. And again, that's part of the reason that Dave and I don't get out of the mix, because sometimes when an owner steps away and you turn over the reins to someone else, it sometimes can become just about business and just about profit. And that's not what Dave and I are all about. Of course it's a business, but we're about helping people, and we're about keeping our integrity and keeping our promises and our word. And so what we want to talk a little bit about tonight is yet another third-party verification and transparency that we are bringing into our operation and that we are putting on products. So, Dave, you want to take it away from here?
Well, Amy, it's really awesome. You know, you could all tell, I mean, just listen to her, you could hear the passion, the dedication, the integrity. This is what we're building on. And so, you know, I want to say I was very, and this is not bragging, I hope, I was blessed to be acknowledged with a Lifetime Achievement Award with the Living Food Society, and that put me on stage in front of 300-400 people who are highly influential in decision-making, at restaurants and at grocery stores and chefs and people like that. And so when I stood up in front of them, and the subject du jour was non-GMO, okay? And one person after another stood up and talked about the danger of genetically modified organisms, and we're absolutely very, very proud, you know, of our stance against GMOs. It's part and parcel. And so the announcement's going to have to wait a second, Amy, because when I was on the stage, everyone else before me took about 20 minutes, and I said, you know what, these people are hungry. They've heard, you know, five people talk for 20 minutes. I think that I better make this really short and sweet, right? So I went up on stage and I said, you know, folks, it cracks me up when in my mind I see people and they're like, you know what, I don't care if you took the bran off of my rice and all the minerals out of my sugar and my salt, that's okay. And then, you know, I don't care that you then put a bunch of fortified nutrients into it to make it look like it was real, that's okay. And then say, I don't care that, you know, you put artificial colors in it to where it looks brighter and more attractive, that's okay. Oh, and I don't care if they put artificial sweeteners in there to make it more tasty. That's okay. Oh, and I don't care, you know, that you put hydrogenated oils in there. Told me that was healthier than coconut oil. That's okay. And I don't care. You see what I mean? And then all of a sudden,
what do we care about?
And then all of a sudden, and all of a sudden, I hear you guys go, "Well, GMOs." And all of a sudden, "Well, don't you dare put GMOs in my food." Well, you know what? It's a funny thing. This old joke that they say that, you know, when they told me that, you know, this and that, when they came for these people, I didn't say anything because it wasn't me. And when they came for those people, I didn't say anything because it wasn't me. When they came for those people, I didn't say anything because it wasn't me. And when they came for me, nobody could say anything because there was nobody left. You know, and so we gotta fight faster. We gotta fight sooner. We gotta take the stand like Amy and I did 20 years ago before anybody cared. And it wasn't just about GMOs. It was about all that stuff I just talked to you about. You see, but now we're very, very proud to announce, and that's what the drum roll is about here, you know, that the process has begun where we will have what is called the non-GMO project verified seal, and we have applied for more than a year ago. We have gone through the application process. We've gone through the submittal process, and it's almost like a tunnel that you go into, like a train that you go into, and when the first train has come out of the tunnel. And I'm very proud to announce that very soon you will see the non-GMO project seal of approval verified, non-GMO verified, non-GMO project seal of approval on our coconut oil, our tropic oil. And it's just the beginning, and there will be more to come. But as I said, a year ago, the train went into the tunnel, and it's a long tunnel. And the first boxcar, whatever you call it, is come out. And that is such a proud moment for us as a company. So, Amy, do you want to just, you know, I love listening to you, you know, talk about our passion for these things. What does that mean to you? You've worked really hard on this. You're the one who has spearheaded, you know, when I said we've got to get verified, you know, it's always really awesome. But I got the best life, by the way, guys. I get a grand idea, and then I go, and then I get everybody excited about it, and then I hand it to Amy and go, we'll do it. So there you go, Amy.
Well, should I answer honestly or should I filter? This project has been quite an undertaking. Like Dave said, we literally started a year ago, and there is a lot of paperwork that goes into this. And so it has been a long process. It's, you know, that we have submitted hundreds of ingredients, and we're just getting one product verified back after a year. So
some of our products have 30 ingredients. Love Super Meal is a nightmare for the non-GMO project. It's certified organic. We know it's non-GMO, you guys. It's certified organic. We know it's non-GMO. Yet still, they have to go and certify 37 different ingredients. So, Amy, you've done an amazing job, and your team. But, let them know a little bit about what you've been going through to get this done and what it means to you to see that first car come out of the tunnel.
Yeah, no, it's really exciting. I mean, again, it's like we keep having these moments, you know, these milestone, these marker moments, and I want to catalog this. I really want to catalog that on March 12th, in 2014, we debuted our first product with a non-GMO project verified, you know, label on it, because this really is a milestone for us, and it appears as though we are the first and only network marketing company going through this process right now. We are the first and only network marketing company with non-GMO project verification. And this is so important because we see ourselves as innovators. Like 20 years ago, remember that drum I was talking about that we started beating 20 years ago? Well, we want to be the first network marketing company to start beating this third-party verification drum. So,
Amy, you know what? Right now, 22 years ago, Amy and I introduced the world's first 100% pure certified organic, you know, low temperature, raw, ancient, non-hybrid, non-crossbred wheatgrass juice. And we're like, oh my God, called Kamut, obviously. And we're like, oh my God, the world's going to rush to copy us because our standard is so high. Well, guess what? It's 22 years later. Where are they? We're still by far the highest quality. We're so far ahead of our time that the best-selling wheatgrass juice in the grocery store, I'm sorry, in the health food store is ground up wheatgrass leaves, not a juice extract like ours, much less from an ancient grain and all of those special qualities. So, Amy, you know, again, we continue to be on the cutting edge of the things that are important to us, these standards that are so important to us. And what's amazing is that this is, like, we've got hundreds and hundreds of people on the call tonight because it's now important to them, too. And that's
exactly
the coolest thing. So let's talk about, Amy, what GMOs are. So we know that genetically modified organisms, you know, are bad. We know that they're not cool. We know that they're like a Frankenfood that is, you know, but do we really know scientifically? We've got an audience right now, a huge audience tonight, that we have the opportunity to educate
a little
about what GMOs are, Amy. So do you want to give them just right between the eyes just how nasty this is?
Yeah, so I mean, GMOs, which stands for genetically modified organisms, they're plants, they can even be animals, believe it or not, created through gene splicing techniques called biotechnology. It might also be referred to as genetic engineering, or you might see it kind of hidden as GE, like a little acronym where maybe you'll never question what that is. And it's basically still being deemed as an experimental technology, although it's made it into our food supply, but it's still being deemed as an experimental technology where you merge DNA, you know, the very genetic matter from cells of these plants and animals.
Like a fish in a tomato, right, Amy? Like a fish in a tomato? And we're not talking about eating a fish that's part tomato, y'all. Talking about eating a tomato that's part fish.
And so from different species, you know, creating unstable combinations. That's exactly what you were just talking about. Who wants to eat a tomato with a gene of a fish in it? And who would ever expect that they could buy something like that at the grocery store, you know? So creating these unstable combinations of plant, animal, they're doing it to bacteria and viruses. Like, they're getting these things to permeate through things, through viruses, because it replicates like crazy. So,
let's explain to people what that means. A virus has the ability to penetrate the cell, and when it does that, it takes over the DNA of the cell and reprograms it so that the virus will thrive. They attach these genes that they want to enter the cell to create genetically modified organisms to a virus so that it is the delivery mechanism. The virus is the delivery mechanism of the new DNA or RNA, because it's a plant, but they might be putting, so it's DNA and RNA together, bacterias, viruses. It's absolutely not known yet what that is going to mean. It is scary to me, though, that unknown factor. And so Amy and I, being afraid of the unknown and having a great trust in God and nature, said, how do we return to the closest thing that was there before man may have corrupted it? And the closest thing before man corrupted it was food as we knew it 200 years ago. So Amy, I'm going to tell a funny story. You know that we're hugely popular in Scandinavia. And I was on the number one, you know, television show, TV2, and I was there being interviewed, and they had essentially the equivalent of the head of the number one doctor in the country. It would be the equivalent of our Surgeon General. So I'm on TV, morning show, number one rated show, Surgeon General, and he says that I'm attacking traditional Norwegian food because I'm saying people shouldn't eat sausages. So I showed him a list of all the ingredients that was in sausages, and I said, I went to your great-grandfather, and he said he loved to make sausage. And I showed him the list of the sausage that is sold in the store today, and I asked him, which of these 32 ingredients did you use? And he only used 4 of them.
Wow.
So where did the other 28 come from, sir? You're the one. You are the one, sir, who is attacking traditional Norwegian sausage, not me.
Right.
Bam, exactly. Right between the eyes.
Exactly.
And that's all we're saying. Amy and I are not attacking food. The food's attacking us. This is not food. What we know as food was the food that our great-grandparents ate, that their great-grandparents ate, and their great-grandparents before them. That was food. We are the first generation to be completely raised on Frankenfood. And that's scary, and look what it's done to our health. It's our belief. Amy and I believe that the result of that compromised diet is compromised health, that when you consume the apple from the compromised tree, that the compromised health is the result. That's our belief. You could believe it or not. But for the number of people on the call tonight, I believe at least you're curious to know. And if you're curious to know whether that's making a difference, we have the 10-day transformation. And in only 10 short days of completely rejecting this food that may be compromised, and we give you uncompromised food for 10 days, and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have done this, and the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people and thousands of people who have been inspired by those hundreds, are the only proof that you need to at least look at it and see if it might be right for you. And so I know that we've taken, you know, a substantial amount of tonight's call. And so I don't want to insult you by trying to go into a product knowledge scenario. So let's continue on genetically modified organisms for just a moment. And Amy, what are some of the crops that we've got to look out for that may be genetically modified? Oh, I've got a great story. Could I tell a story instead?
Okay.
Wait until you hear that. This is a Dr. Mike story, okay? Now, Dr. Mike called me and he says, Dave, Cheerios just revealed something amazing. The new non-GMO Cheerios and the new non-GMO grape nuts no longer have 100% of the RDA vitamins because they tried to use the, you know, the fortified vitamins, and they found out they were all grown on corn, and that corn was genetically modified. And so they couldn't find any, Amy, any nutrients to put into their fortification. So you look at the new Cheerios, and they honestly disclose that it's only 3% of this and 6% of that and 15% of that and, you know, 30% of that because that's what's in the food. And guess what? Oh, go ahead. Is that amazing?
That's monumental. Because
what is integrity?
Exactly. You've got a company of that size, of that magnitude, that's taken a stand. I mean, that means the world is ready for this, and the world does not need to be fooled by 100% RDI and RDA or whatever you want to call it of all these nutrients. You need the phytonutrients. You need the synergistic compounds of macro and micro nutrients that God and Mother Nature put together, not all this other stuff. You know,
that's
our body knows what to do with these minute amounts of things. It doesn't need tons and tons and tons of stuff. So I think that is huge. And that Cheerios, General Mills, I don't remember, but they need to be commended. That's amazing.
It exposed, Amy, you know what it did? We just went to the Natural Food Expo, right? The largest natural food symposium on the planet. And I walked throughout the booths looking at all these protein drinks and green drinks, and they all have 100% of the, and I'm like, you're telling me this is non-GMO? well, where did you get the nutrients?
Right.
And so I just want to say integrity, you guys. Integrity starts with your intention. Integrity can't just be using a word. You can't put organic or non-GMO on your label and suddenly have integrity. It's the integrity that had to lead to you wanting it on the label and the purpose behind it. Why do you want it on the label? Do you want it on the label so you could sell more? Or do you want it on the label so you could verify that you took a stand and a standard, and that standard means something to you, and now it's verified? You see the difference?
I totally see the difference. And it brings back those days when we had those phone calls and people saying, well, you know, why does it only say X percent? And my other thing over here says it's 100%. And it feels good that we took that stand and we never kind of succumbed.
There's a very famous doctor with a very famous green drink. I won't say who it is, but you all know what I'm talking about. And he has 100% of all the RDIs, and he claims his product is 100% organic. Not.
Well, I'm just proud to say that we never went down that road, because you know what? We felt like we didn't need to. We felt like our product stood. We knew what we stood for, and we knew what our product did for people and the stories and the life-changing occurrences that happened after people started taking our products. And so we didn't need to go down that road. And you know what? Maybe we didn't sell as much as we could have 10 years ago. Maybe we didn't sell as much as we could have 5 years ago. But I'm so proud that we took the path.
Remember when we turned down like a $10 million Ephedra contract? I mean,
yes.
So as is our tradition, I'm going to open up the phone lines. I want to give everybody a chance to give us their opinion, a Yahoo, if you're happy about that or whatever. But here's the thing, Amy. Now, Chicken Little or Paul Revere?
I don't think it was Chicken Little. I think it's Paul Revere.
David, Amy, can I just say one thing before you open up the lines? I've been listening in, and it is a big night, a monumental night, and from a business perspective. You know, I mean, I appreciate the integrity and what this means to my family as we consume Purium products, and that's first and foremost. But from a business perspective, you know, this is a point of difference where we're the first and only company with this non-GMO verified process and verified label. And we're going to continue to have more and more and more products that have this. And here's the thing, is that other companies will not be able to follow us. And that's such a huge, huge point, is that when you have the first and only, it sets you apart. But when, by definition, other companies won't be able to follow us because of what they put into the products, because of the soy, because of the artificial colors, because of the, concentrated vitamins that don't come from whole food sources, because of all the corn products, they can't follow us. And so this is what's going to happen now, is that leaders from these other companies and members from these other companies and even consumers from these other companies are going to say, hey, I saw this company, Purium, that has this little sticker, that has this little verification, that has this new non-GMO project certification. Why don't we have that? Can't we have that? And that's what's going to be ringing through the boardroom in network marketing companies all across this industry, is why can't we have that? And they can't because of the way they formulated the product and because our philosophy and your philosophy, Dave and Amy, is different than what their philosophy is. And so from a marketing standpoint, this is going to be a killer app for us over the next 3, 6, 9 months, 12 months, and beyond, because people are not going to be able to catch us. So this is a big deal.
Awesome.
Indeed it
well,
is.
David, I'm really glad we have you to hone that in, and sometimes we dance around the issue, but it's totally true. We're setting the pace here, and
well, that's why we have David Litt, Amy. We have you
exactly,
and I.
Exactly.
You know,
it's perfect.
He speaks a language we don't. You and I, you know, you and I speak products, and he speaks, you know, business, and that's great. It's a perfect marriage, and I love it. So let's open up the line and see what everybody thinks about that. Amy, great job. David Litt, thank you again. And I'm excited, very excited. Just another innovation, another thing. But remember, we're already there. This is just verification. And here we go. And you know what? Just stick around because, you know, we have got innovations coming and we've got, like, improvements, innovations. And when we get around to, you know, to August, we are going to be in absolutely, we're going to be ready to change gears and put it into overdrive. So if you have not got people involved in the business now, I mean, it's time is getting really close to where someone else is gonna if you don't. So, so let's have some fun. Let's change some lives. And David Litt, Amy Venner, you guys are awesome. And looking forward to the next time we get to have, you know, everybody together again. So great call. Thank you. And until next week. And next week, I know it's not as exciting, but back to products. Gonna have some fun.
Well, maybe next week, Dave, you can do a little bit more education, because we didn't really do that tonight, about coconut oil and
sure.
the history of coconut, the science, who should take it, why you should take it, and all that good stuff. And so I better get working on getting the label to the printer, because I think all these people out here are going to demand that logo on there sooner rather than later. So we got some stock we got to use up out of the warehouse, but I give you my word, we will be getting labels to the printer ASAP and turning around these products and getting them out the door with labels on it ASAP.
Why don't we make a sticker and get them on even ASAP or?
Okay, we'll see what we can do about that.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Amy's going to kill me as soon as we hang up. Well, I don't want to hang up. Let's stay on the call. I don't want to go.
Well, you're 200 miles away.
Okay, bye.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Good night.